Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. What's up? What's up, y'all? It's Friday Night Live right here on the Monstrous Radio podcast. We got a nice show for y'all, but it's Friday night, so we trying to groove. Check it out. This is the guy who did an interview with us. Let's just hit him up. This is featuring Jazzy Faye. This is called Wait a Minute. We going to do our introductions right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in.
Go back to Blog Talk Radio
for all. Wait a minute. Hold up. 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 Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Wait a
minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Gotta get it. Hold up. We show out every time.
You never get it. Hit 'em up. Pull up in it. Club turn. I'm up in it. Yo, I'm up in it. New check. Lot of digits. What it cost? Ain't your business. You in the rain, cause you never listen. Step together. That's a new addition. Wait a minute. Hold up. Pour the drink. Roll up. Snap it up. Close up. In the club till it close up. Eyes of money like it froze up.
Conversation, we got a phone line, whatever y'all want to do, we'll be ready for it. You dig? So I let's see some of the things we do have for you guys tonight. We have the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. That's the Gossip Lifestyle. So let's go over here and ask Miss Unbelievable who we got on our chop block, whose head we gonna bust tonight. Hello, Miss Unbelievable, how you feeling?
Hello, hello, fabulous, fabulous, it's fire, yay, 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 yay. But we clowning tonight, the baby. We clowned him last week. We gonna clown him this week. Wu-Tang affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can't wait for
the
that
Wu?
One. Wu-Tang. Pope, we got the Pope on the chopping block, and we got some info about what Trump's behind is doing right now in the world. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay, so we got fun, religion, and guns. That's what we got on our Who's Bumping Who. Who's getting fat tonight? We also got some music. We might even throw some fashion tips at y'all. We got our new segment. What's it called? Who gonna do it first? Oh, wait, what? What? Who gonna be on top? What's it called?
Would you ever? Would you ever?
Oh, okay. All right, there we go. Would you ever? I was way off, wasn't I? Okay,
yeah.
So we got
would you ever. It's okay.
So
would you ever?
So tell us, how is this would you ever? How does this would you ever segment work?
So the would you ever segment works is like we would ask the question to one another, would you ever? And then you got to answer the question, would you ever do A, B, or C, or D? And you got to be honest of your answer of what would you ever. And there is a range of questions. It has no rhyme or reason. It some may be funny. Some may be sexual. Some may be like, ooh, you going to hell. So just imagine, would you ever?
All right, so we got that. So we should have a nice little show for y'all tonight.
Yeah.
Give y'all something to talk about while y'all go to the bar. Let's see what else. Over the weekend, some of y'all got to work tomorrow. Some things to talk about while y'all pissed off. Why y'all got to be there on a Saturday while the rest of us are snuggle in the bed, sleep. I do want to spend a special shout out to my cousin Frida. Happy birthday, Frida. You dig? I choke out over here. But let's see, yeah, so it's the weekend, so we gonna get it in, we gonna make it do what it do. I gotta play some music for y'all to juke to, but I don't know what to play. So,
juke to? Ooh, you
yeah.
Old school
something
agent,
to juke
bro.
To.
Juke to? Ain't that an old school word? I mean, I'm just saying.
She said, ain't that an old school word? Okay. Maybe it is.
Nope. Yep.
And maybe it's not. let's go over here and bring Jazzy in right quick. While I figure out what music I'm gonna play tonight. What's good, Jazz?
What's happening, my people? Hey, girls. Hey, that's unbelievable.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's so amazing. So amazing. Yes, girl. Yes.
What's happening, What's good?
What's good? I'm trying to find some of this music over here to get it back juking again. You know what I mean? So I think I got it together. I think I do. So you got any big plans for the weekend?
Did you say juking?
What you got planned? Look, here we go.
Yes, that's what I said. That's what I said.
You're showing off your age a little bit, ain't you?
Yeah, and that's what I said.
Juke?
First, y'all jumped me.
The 80s.
She said, you know what? I'm just going to go and play some music. This is Jalisha Johnson. I don't care what it sounds like. Shout out to Nerve DJs. This is called Trick or Treat Friday Night Live.
We
may have messed it with me. We live, y'all.
Spend it on a freak. Buy me a Birkin. Do not buy me none to eat. Tonight you're gonna trick. Cause tonight you're gonna treat. This a 7-figure cookie. You can't eat this here for free. Trick or treat. Spend it on a freak. Buy me a Birkin. Do not buy me none to eat. Tonight you're gonna trick. Cause tonight you're gonna treat. This a 7-figure cookie. You can't eat this here for free. I know every one of wanna f- know I'm cutthroat. The real bride of Chuck, this Nicki, a pot of gold. You left a kind of lucky. I'll give you goosebumps, but the pockets can be ugly. Let you do the most, get a drink, have a toast. You real freaky in your ear, take the bread and get ghost. I'm the wolf, you the goat, take it in, let it soak. I got daughters, bum, we ain't settling for broke. You staring at my parking, I'm staring at your pockets. I'm a bad witch, can't no wizard of Oz stop me. I'll hunt you like Jason if you fraudulent and faking. You playing games like Joker till I scrape up all that makeup. Trick or treat, spend it on a free. Buy me a Birkin, do not buy me none to eat. Tonight you're gonna trip, except tonight you're gonna treat. There's a seven-figure cookie, you can't eat this here for free. Trick or treat, spend it on a free. Buy me a Birkin, do not buy me none to eat. Tonight you're gonna trip, except tonight you're gonna treat. There's a seven-figure cookie, you can't eat this here for free.
Friday Night Live. Juking in the mix. I don't give a fuck what they say. That's how I do it, goddamn. Make fun of me and my language. My lingo. Get it? Yeah. And by mine. So, all right, we're going to bring it back. I'm DJ E Monster. We are the Monsters. It's Miss Unbelievable and also Jazzy V. So, yeah, it's Friday Night Live. I ain't got no weather report for y'all. The weather says get your ass outside. Get it? That's all it is. Get your ass outside. Just because it's cold out don't mean you got to have cabin fever and stay in the house. Get it? Still, get outside because sometimes people do that. They just figure it's cold outside. I'm just going to stay in the house. And sometimes that's how, like, you know, people do get depression and shit by not doing things. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get so comfortable, you be like, oh, I'm scared to go to a concert, or I'm scared to go to the club or something. Well, you don't have to go to that particular concert, that particular club, but find something to do to get your ass out the house. Get up, move your body. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. It's good for your social life, things like that. You know what I mean? Because I do know some people that don't go out at all, and they, like, super, super depressed and all these other things. And I'm like, bro, you got cabin fever is what it is. Like, what the hell is cabin fever? That means your ass needs to get out the house. Get out, do something. You got the fever, staying in the house. So get out, do something. You ain't got to drink. You ain't got to go to no dispensary. You can still have a good time being sober. I don't recommend it. But I'm just saying, if you're going to go out, let go. But at the same time, you know, get your ass out the house. I just wanted to put that out there because sometimes people need to hear that. It's like a whooping.
But, and some people need a whooping, is that what you're saying?
Y'all do for making fun of my language. But but I guess we can get into who's bumping who, who's getting fat. That was my little time filler right there, that little rant I just had. But yeah. So, I mean, is there something going on in y'all city that y'all know about that's going on over the weekend that maybe the people should check out? Maybe some bars you know of that's good bars. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about no biker bar. You go, you know, and the women are beating up the bouncers. y'all know some good, well, safe places some people can go?
I know tonight, First Fridays, is going down at the Moxie here in Minneapolis. It's the First Friday, so it's a dress-up attire where you dress up and you put on your fine digs. You can't wear, you know, the little dress-down clothes. You really got to, you know, be dressed to impress. So that's at the Moxie, and I do believe it starts at 7.
Okay. That's what's up. I love, like, that's one of the things I love about wintertime is you can dress up. Like, I think, like, well, not really. I guess the people I hang around, it's a lost art. I'm not going to say it's a lost art here in the Twin Cities, because it's not. Obviously, there's an event going on tonight that y'all get dressed up, you know what I mean? But dressing up, like, some of the actual dress up looks super duper fly, pointy shoes and all that, you know what I mean? Going over the top. the people I hang out with, they don't do that much. So I think the wintertime is my time to really dress up and go out and kick it. Because, you know, in the summertime, you try to get too dressed up, you're going to have, like, fucking, what, swamp pits under your arm. You're going to be funky, smelling like husky. So you kind of got to dress down to stay cool. But in the wintertime, you can wear, shit, you wear a tux to the goddamn club. It don't matter. You're going to be cool. So, so I love the wintertime and going out. So, yeah. I wish I'd have known about that little event. What you got going on in your city, Jazzy? Any bars or anything that goes on going on around you for the people? As her face got her on mute.
Well, there's one more thing that's going down here in Minnesota. We have Sienna, who has Sienna basketball, boys basketball, and it's LeBron James' son. And then we have Minnehaha Academy, which is Master P's son. They play tomorrow at the Target Center. So it's a big game. I didn't know Minnehaha had it like that. But it starts tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the Target Center. So it's LeBron James against Master P's son. So if y'all want to go support sports, youth sports, there you go.
Right. If that ain't enough for you, I don't know what to say. I think they also got, you know, here in Minnesota, we enjoy our snow. You dig? We don't run from it. We go out and we embrace the snow. You dig? I believe they got, I don't know if it's like motocross, or, but I know it's got a lot of snowmobiles and jumps and all that other stuff. They got that going on here in the Twin Cities this weekend. So if you're into the outdoor winter games, look it up. You'll find it. So, yeah, that's another thing you guys can get out and do over the weekend. But outside of that, I mean, I don't really know much else other than, you know, the Mall of America, window shopping. You know what I mean? Some people make fun of window shopping. I love the window shop. I sure do. I walk through there talking about, ooh, okay, check it out. I pick them shoes. What shoes you pick? Now, when we go through the rest of this mall window shopping, you got to put a whole outfit together and see who outfit will look better. And you got to be honest. Is my outfit better than yours, or yours is better than mine? You know what I mean? I make fun out of it. You know what I mean? I used to do that with the kids and, you know what I mean, all kinds of things. So you can have fun not spending money getting out the house.
And we have Keith Sweat is here. He's at Mystic Lake Casino, and he starts at 8. So we got Mr. Keith Sweat himself here.
Oh, shit, Mr. Make It Last Forever. Let me go ahead and stop before I get shot. Yeah, okay, Keith Sweat's in town. That's what's up. That's what's up. I had a Jacquees joke in there, but I'm going to let it ride because he's in town. He might see me walking around. Sorry about that. So, all right, what we got for our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat? Let's get into this entertainment news. We over here just a pussyfooting. Oh,
okay,
she back
I guess
now?
I'll do it.
You over there, Jazzy?
Yeah, she back.
I think I hear Jazzy.
Yeah, I was back the whole time. I was talking, but, you know, I had myself on mute. You know.
Right. Happens. It happens. It happens. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump over here and do this. Who's Bumping, Who's Getting Fat? Unless you got something, some place that's going on in ATL for the people to check out.
I mean, you know, it's always stuff popping in ATL.
Right.
Black Hollywood don't ever sleep.
True. And I do want to say, if you are in ATL and you're from somewhere else, and you want that hot, I mean, that really, 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 really good, that really, really, the Dominican boy, that hot fire, I can't even say it, it's so goddamn good, that fire jerk Jamaican food. Matter of fact, I got to go back and find it. This is not no paid commercial, no. I'm just saying I know this Jamaican place in Atlanta that is really damn good. You ask Jazzy every time I come to ATL, get me to that place. I've been down there like, what was it, like 2 years I had came down there? I couldn't find the place. Well, I have finally found it again. And, yeah, so that's another thing. You like Jamaican food, like jerk chicken and all that type of stuff, that fire Jamaican That's what y'all gotta look up. Look it up, and you'll find it, and you will be sending me your blessings.
Thanks.
All right, let's get to that news. My bad.
All right, who you want? I can go. I'll do a few, and then Jazz, you want to do a few?
Yeah.
Okay. So Wu-Tang affiliated. What'd you say?
Go ahead.
Okay. Wu-Tang affiliated rapper finds love after chopping off penis. It wasn't real.
Wait. Hold on. If y'all get an echo on me,
you ain't gonna just lie about it like that. What?
I know I'm getting an echo. Jazz, are you getting an echo? All
right.
I don't hear an echo.
I'm getting an echo. All
right, yeah. I'm getting it too. All right, hold on. I don't got a commercial nearby me. Let's do what we did
let me
yesterday.
See me first.
To
wait
fix
a minute.
The system.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
let me see
okay.
It with me first. You still hear it?
You still hear it? Nope.
Nope.
Wrong.
Okay, it was me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm gonna read that again. Yeah, I'm gonna read that again for us. Wu-Tang affiliated rapper finds love after chopping off penis, and it wasn't reattached. Okay. Christ told TMZ that he found love in his wife, and he has a slim chance of ever having kids, and 2014, Bearer cut off his man meat before jumping out the window during a mental breakdown. Surgeons was not able to attach his wood, but even though he couldn't, he actually landed a role in a porno film, but it didn't pan out, and he moved on to stand-up comedy. He's working on a new album. He plans on getting married. They was dating for about 6 months. His penis was a painful incident and an accident. There's an echo again, and I don't know how big his junk is, but it's not as big as it used to be.
Obviously.
Well, I don't know if I really want to talk about it, because that's a sensitive situation. I'm just saying.
All right, we got an echo again.
It's not a computer, is it?
No, it's not a computer.
All right.
It's gone again.
Could you got Wi-Fi or what's that? The headphones with the Wi-Fi?
No, it was my headphones.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, now it's gone. Yeah. But I mean, how do you explain that to your new lover? I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a Wu-Tang fan, so I mean, I got hella jokes. But I'm gonna let it ride. Damn, that was a whole nother joke in itself.
What kind of crisis you got to be going through in life to cut your own stuff off?
Exactly.
Like,
was you mad at
it?
Did you buy it? I'm confused.
Me too.
Because and how many of y'all gonna cut off y'all penis? We gonna have stuff. None.
See, now,
not one.
y'all. See, I want to say that that's a sign of mental issues. But I'm thinking this might be an issue of drug abuse.
This got to be
that's beyond.
You got to be.
That's beyond mental issues. Because for you to cut off your own penis, sir, well, you need to be in a home.
Right.
You need to be under supervision 24 hours a day.
Right. I can't even get mad enough to throw my phone. I'm going to keep it 100.
Man,
yeah,
what?
If I get mad, I'll set that motherfucker down. But I ain't finna throw it. Not my iPhone. Hell no. So you think I'm going to get... Goddamn. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. You know what? No, I'm not even finna joke around like that.
But that's some serious mental illness, though. That's some serious mental illness. You are cutting off your penis. Like, okay.
Right.
Like, that's some meat. Like, that's some pain. That's some pain that, my God, like, I can see slitting your wrist. I mean, that's a pain. But you are cutting off organs. Sir?
I would love to interview him because I have so many questions.
Right. Like, after that, what was you thinking trying to be in a porn movie? Like, really?
Was your girl fucking your meat right? What? I need answers.
Shit, you...
It's not funny.
I just don't know what to say.
All right, I'll move on. My last one. Okay, the baby. Y'all remember I talked to you guys about the baby last week getting arrested for marijuana, right?
That was one of mine.
What? Oh, the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then I'll do a different one. Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, so the baby... remember last week he got arrested for smoking marijuana. They swarmed his car and he got off. Well, you think he would learn from his demise. So the baby appeared in court on Friday, is being held without bond now because he has an active warrant in Texas. We're told the baby's legal team is talking to the Texas official to see if he can work something out for release. The baby decided that he says he got $250,000 stashed in his Miami hotel and needs his lawyer to go get the cash because he's been ordered to stay away from the property. But according to TMZ, the baby has a warrant out in Dallas for criminal activities stemming from an attack that happened, remember, in Fort Worth. That was a couple months ago. And then he has a situation there. But now the new situation is he robbed a victim of $80, a credit card, and then doused him with apple juice. According to the police report, he allegedly took the victim's iPhone, and he was pissed off because he felt the concert promoter had shorted him. According to the report, the promoter handed the baby $20,000, but the baby said he was owed $30,000 for a concert he was supposed to perform at on Thursday. The baby has been arrested for battery in connection to this. And mind you, it was on tape and his boys jumped him too. So it just wasn't like just him. It was him and his homeboys. Sources tell that the victim is a concert promoter and he did not short him of the $1,000. The baby was once again hauled off in handcuffs. And just ridiculous.
Right, I would say, he's not just a victim. Shit, he's almost part of the agitation. If he didn't pay the money, I know some people are probably like, let it go or whatever. But in the music scene, and matter of fact, I talked about before, when Tekashi 6ix9ine came here to Minnesota and got his ass whooped. It was over the same type of shit. Now, I'm not justifying anything that anybody does. I'm not doing that. But I'm saying this is one of the things that plagues within the music community. You dig? Promoters bringing people to towns and not trying to pay them all their money. This is not nothing new. It's just rappers and R&B artists and other people, they get mad now. They like, fuck that. Give me all my money. I seen the people in the building. You got yours. Now give me all of mine. You dig? So that's sometimes what it comes down to. And apparently, allegedly, that's what the other one came down to. I know they came out and tried to be like, oh, it was over $80 and blah, 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 blah. They threw baby juice on or apple juice on them, da, da, da. It wasn't about the $80. They were trying to collect their money. You dig? If you've seen the footage, it was real heinous. You can't do it that way, though, people. You can't do it that way. I know the street laws is the street laws, but that is in the street game. Once you start crossing over and doing business, you got to leave that shit alone. You dig? You got other ways to do that. You can beat them with the court stick. Then go sue them, get your money, blah, blah, blah. It might take an extra 3 months to get it, but you'll get your money. You dig? This is the part that hurts Baby so bad. A lot of people don't know. Before Baby blew up, Baby was on a murder charge. When he first came out, he was still under, like, I think, like, probation or something. He was still going through this murder charge thing. He had gotten into a fight in Walmart. How it was supposed to went down was he was with his girl and his kid, ran into a dude he didn't get along with. They got into a fist fight, and the other guy went to pull it, and Baby beat him to the punch, and he ended up killing him. You dig? So this is the thing that's going to come into play now that he's on top of the game with this rap game.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to come back out, and it's all going to come into play. They're going to try to say he's extra violent and all these other things and so on and so forth. Now, the only thing I can say about the video is I think one dude did try to cover himself, but you can't see Baby in the thing. They caught Baby, the baby, like, what, maybe an hour later, 45 minutes later? And he didn't have on the same clothes that the other people had on. I mean, yeah, you can switch your gear up, but I'm just saying. So did he really do it? Or was it just some of his boys?
Well, even if it was some of his boys, you know, they always put together whoever the, you know, they always link together who the lead person is in their mind. And so even if he wasn't there, they'll consider him saying, well, he was the charge, he set it up, so he's accessory. So either way it goes, he's still in the midst of stuff that he just should separate himself from. Like, but here we go with a young rapper who don't have no one guiding him to do what he needs to do to stay out of trouble. Like, where your mama at? Where your daddy at? Like, where's some rappers that say, bruh, you know, this ain't going to get you nowhere but to jail. And I don't care who you are, the baby, you ain't white. So you ain't going to get a fair trial. So you might as well stop it.
Right. Yeah. And, hey, everybody's like, we don't know why they put apple juice on them. That's signature, motherfucker. That's signature. The
baby. That's like peeing on you.
Apple juice. Yeah, apple juice.
That's like peeing on you. Or spitting on you. I'm about to disrespect you. Like, here you go.
Right.
You ain't shit. Here's some. It's almost like me peeing on you or throwing something on you or spitting on you. Like, you know what that means. Show some respect. You disrespected us, so we about to disrespect you. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so when you're, like, really famous, you got to be careful of your entourage. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's what they were there for, the collectors. But I'm just saying, you know, because, I mean, you're in ATL, Jazzy. I mean, I don't know if you remember the situation and how much you remember of it. But if I'm not mistaken, ain't that how T.I. ended up in jail? It was like they caught his boys with some guns, and then they somehow linked them back to T.I. supposed to send them to go buy them. Yeah, so, you know, if you out there, you got to be careful with the people doing around you. All right, what else we got over there?
All right. Last one for me, and then I'm gonna pop it over to Jazzy. Pope Francis has a video going viral on Twitter showing an unidentified woman abruptly grabbing Francis's hand from behind a barrier and yanking him towards her just after he reached out to greet a child during a visit to the Vatican Nativity scene. around Christmas. It seemed like the woman would not release his hand, so Mr. Francis, the Pope, slapped her hand before pulling free. Frowning in anger, he turned and strolled away. Well, he has now apologized after he appeared to lose his cool, and he said he needed to apologize because he then went on and addressed some ladies about violence and domestic violence. So he went and, you know, asked for forgiveness. He confessed to losing his patience with this woman, and he just felt like, you know, she wouldn't let go. So he asked for, you know, once again, he was an exact example of not having patience. This sparked the Twitter beef. Now, what would Jesus have done? Would Jesus would have hit them too? Or would she just, you know, held on, stayed holding on? And I would ask that same question. What would Jesus do? I'm pretty sure he would have slapped her too. I'm just saying.
You think they would have hit that? You think Jesus would have slapped her hand?
Yeah, and let me go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. How about that?
Amen. I guess. I don't know. I think Jesus would have turned to her and let her know, sweetie, I got to keep going. You got to let go. Probably kissed her on the cheek or something. Gave her, you know, some type of encouragement, and then be like, you know, I got to go. I don't think Jesus would have snatched away. especially in the...
He was turning over tables and stuff in the temple.
He said, get behind me, demons. Get off me. What is you talking about?
Okay. I'm just saying, I mean, the Pope looked pretty upset when he did it. I'm just saying. He looked pretty... I swear, if he had a pimp hat on, he would have slapped her. If he had some powder on his left hand, he would have smacked her. Pow! That's how he looked. I'm just saying, I hate to compare, but I'm just saying that's how he looked like he would really... Would have did something to you. If we weren't out here in public, I'd have had one of these dudes, yeah, holy water your ass. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could follow a dude like that who loses patience that easy. I'm not saying
I don't think it was that easy, me personally. But I think when they were, you know, when, you know, she grabbed them and pulled them close, we're in a time where, why are you pulling me close to you? I don't know you like that. Like, let me go. You going to spit? You going to hurt me? You know, he old. So I think that he has a right to lose his cool. If he's giving you that gesture, like, okay, you pulled me. Okay, you got my hand tight. Oh, you doing too much. Hold on. I'm going to tap you. You know, and that tap is, you know, to remind you, you out of order. Like, hold on, you out of order. Like, let me go. We don't, hey, that ain't got nothing to do with them cloths. It got you in my space, and you ain't letting my space go.
All right. We'll beg to differ on that one. I do have some footage from what the song the Pope was listening to when he got back in his motorcade. I'm going to play that here for y'all. We're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back. We're going to see what Jazzy got on this, who's bumping who's getting fat. We do got some Trump stuff to talk about. Oh, yeah. But this is what the Pope was bumping in the whip when he left, when he was thinking about that later. It ain't my fault. This is Trouble featuring Boosie Badass. He wasn't really listening to this, y'all. I'm just playing. The number is 563-999-3411. Monster US Radio, live podcast, Friday Night Live.
It ain't my fault these bitches mad, though. It ain't my fault that where the cab go. Get out your feeling, get a bell. Walk Ninja Venture, clear the tail. I bought the Benz, just to shit on all these bitches. I bought the rate, just to give it to my nigga. Came from nothing to finally made it to the me.
Yeah, I see.
Stepped and wrestled to the city.
Yeah. It ain't my fault. Your hoe won't fuck around with a real one.
Yeah. Now she hate lame. She tried me out. She know the difference.
Yeah. My boy with Johnny passed around the sky to Memphis.
Yeah.
On MTV, but she won't see just how I'm living.
Yeah.
Nigga, mind your business. Y'all won't take my who I'm hitting.
Yeah.
Just had a son. Yeah. Put the other one on her titty.
Yeah.
Two steps, I did it.
Yeah.
Got a project, bitch.
Yeah,
she know I get it, yo. Get a bop with Hello Kitty.
Murder be the cause, so death the snitch.
She came with it, so I kept the digits.
No relationship you got, one told you I dig it.
Tell her to call, see I murder your bro, it ain't no limit.
It ain't my fault these bitches mad, though. It ain't my fault that where the cag go. Get out your feeling, get a bail. Walk Ninja Venture, clear the tail. I bought the Benz, just to shit on all these bitches. I bought the Rage, just to give it to my nigga. I came from nothing, finally made it to the me. Stepped and wrestled to the city.
It ain't my motherfucking fault that my wrist talk, even in the pitch dog. Saw bad and rude, it ain't my fault that I stick talk. Niggas mad, I'm on, but I get my hustle off the click off. Blame it on the blues, why I'm always in the bitch mouth. Billy truck, what the fuck? It ain't my fault, I'm a street nigga. These niggas be telling my name and talking my game. Feelin' talking to a bitch who I fuck on the first night, nigga. It ain't my fault that your money ain't right, nigga. It ain't my fault. You don't smoke how we smoke, nigga. It ain't my fault. You don't drink how we drink, nigga. It ain't my fault. You ain't real like we real, nigga. It ain't my fault. You don't kill how we kill, nigga. It ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault these bitches mad, though. It ain't my fault that where the cag go. Get out your feeling, get a bail. Walk Ninja Venture, clear the tail. I bought the Benz, just to shit on all these bitches. I bought the Rage, just to give it to my nigga. I came from nothing, finally made it to the main. Stepped and wrestled to the city.
That's Trouble. Trouble featuring Bootsy Badass. Y'all, pray for me. I'm going to hell. I just clown the Pope. It is what it is. So, all right, we're going to bring it back. We still got who's bumping, who's getting fat. You got something going on this weekend? Hit us up. Let us know. Oops, I never opened up the chat. I just opened up the chat. You can also hit us up on Facebook, The Monstars. T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. Yeah, and we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. So, all right, Jazz, what else we got on this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat for our Friday night edition?
All right. Y'all going to laugh about this, but okay, it says, video of Freaky Zeke confirming Mariah Carey sucked Cameron's penis for a Dipset chain.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Who was fucking who and who was getting fat? What?
Freaky Zeke confirming Mariah Carey sucked Cameron's penis for a Dipset chain.
Is that like,
echo again.
Confirmed.
Oh, okay, hold on one second. It says, Freaky Zeke recently sat down with Queen Flip and details how Cameron was smashing Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey even gave Cameron Sloppy Toppy for a Dipset chain.
Well, I mean, she was married to Nick Cannon. I'm just saying, Nick stayed for a while for some reason. I mean,
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm just saying, everybody got a little freak in them. Ain't nothing surprising to me, you know.
Surprising to me. All right, I don't know. I mean, It does make you wonder what that head do. She be, I'm just saying, I wonder if I'm just some tonsils. I'm just saying, I'm wondering if. His confirmation is, I mean, obviously it says there it's just word of mouth. So, I mean, he don't really got no confirmation. He just starting shit saying that, what's her name? Now, and he got the video?
Yeah, there's a video.
Of her doing it?
Supposedly.
We're going to do allegedly. Allegedly. So, you know, don't try to come to us. Allegedly, there's a video that shows it. And allegedly, she's got a good head game. And allegedly, she's doing a damn thing. Okay. Go, Mariah. Allegedly.
Well, this makes me wonder, because with all this stuff going on, I don't know if it's the publicity or just some fucking junior high school drama class type shit. But is Cameron and them, are they cool with Eminem? Y'all gonna catch on what I'm saying here in a minute. Do y'all know if he cool with Eminem?
I'm not for sure,
okay,
but I know what you're talking about because I know him and Nick is feuding.
Bam. And it all comes down to, ultimately, Eminem at one point pursuing Mariah, saying certain things, da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's kind of feud that off. So it's like, okay, so why are you coming out saying that? Now, why? I'm just wondering, why?
I mean,
why are you coming out now? You had this video
this
all this time, and you just now going to come out?
I heard this a long time ago, actually. But, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. My bad. Let me go ahead and shut up and enjoy the who's bumping who, who's getting back. I'm trying to be somebody. So, all right, we got some other stuff. You got
something
else?
I wouldn't do it for a
dipset
chain, but I ain't mad at him, you know.
Okay. The chain might have been fly, though. The chain might have been fly.
Cost a lot of money, but I'm pretty sure she don't need it. She still got her little billionaire boo. So that little chain, she probably just gave it to her son. I'm just saying. Here, play with that.
Ooh, that would...
I'm just going to stop.
Yep, we're just gonna stop. What else do we got? We're gonna stop. Gave it to the kid.
My next story is
okay.
Sonny Alloway says he did not try to kidnap Bronx girl. He says he was helping her from her real kidnapper.
Okay.
Wait, what? Who kidnapped who first?
Okay. It says, video of Sonny Alloway attempting to clear his name has been released. In the video, Sonny gives a detailed response on why he was actually saving the girl. Sonny claims that she was screaming help, and he acted in order to help her. Sonny says he snatched her off the train to help her get from the real kidnapper that was trying to take her. And then there's also a video of him giving a statement.
Do any of y'all know anything about this story? And who the hell
no.
Sonny is?
Nope.
Echo.
His name is on Instagram is My Sonny General. Apparently it was situation sort of like mine, but he was saving the girl and somehow they ended up saying that he was the one that was trying to kidnap her.
Okay.
Does it say what happened to the girl? How old was she? We are getting echo again.
Well, that's an interesting story. So, we may have to do some more investigation on that one to figure out all the players in that.
Hold on, Jazz. I'll bring you back right after we do the next segment piece. So, then we have something about Trump in the war. I know I've been saying stuff about that.
Yeah, Mr. Shitstarter.
Uh-huh.
He sent 300 troops to the Middle East following Soleimani's death. Soleimani was a top official and the Iranian general. And there was a... They bombed him, the attack that happened on the officials at the back, that international airport. He was on his way somewhere. They bombed it, and now we're sending over 3,000 troops to join them in the Iranian and strikes that are going on all over the place now. There's deployments. There's paratroopers. There's over 5,000 U.S. troops deployed there. There's over 60,000 in the region. We got over 1,400 that has been added. There's aircraft U.S. Harry that's in the Gulf of the Oman right now. There's over 100 U.S. Marines arriving at the U.S. Embassy as we speak. There's security. They're telling all Americans to leave Iran. And mind you, Iran is huge. So it's not like Iraq. Iran is huge. So they're saying that there's possibly going to be a war. Their person is like, there's going to be some action. President Trump is taunting him. And so, y'all, we just got to keep praying and watching because this fool wants to start a war before he leaves. This is his farewell. This is farewell. And we don't need him to go out like that. Because remember,
right.
He
See,
told us
person...
that President Obama, remember how he dogged Obama for the starting a war? Now he's doing the same thing.
Right, right. And some of the stuff I've been hearing, and I don't know how true it is, you know, I don't know much on the actual, you know, codes of presidents and things like that. So definitely, if you guys know, let us know. But I was seeing something saying about, one, he can't be impeached while we're at war. And number two, it's supposed to be almost like a guaranteed for a second term when a president, when we're at war. During elections and other things like that. So I'm like, wow. I mean, I hope that's not the case where he don't did that, where he don't sent these troops over there just to try to get into another term.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that would be crazy playing with them kids' lives. I mean, I'd have to see more on the situation because I'm just saying why? Let some people fight their own fights. Why do we always got to jump over there? And you know what I mean? But I don't know much about it, so I have to investigate it. But, you know, I'm not a too much of a war baby. I'm into defending yourself, but I'm not too much into going and invading other people. Da-da-da-da-da-da. But yeah, definitely need to see more about it. But, all right, let's see if Jazzy got her stuff together over there. Let's see. Let's bring her back. Talk to us, Jazz. I think it's gone.
No, I'm here.
Unless she still got us on mute. Okay, there we go. You're real silent.
Because you're muted, so
so I needed my stuff too.
Oh, okay, huh? There we go.
Yeah.
So, all right, shit, it's the weekend. I guess it's time for the, oh, what you got?
About the Sunny Holloway situation. Apparently, he went viral because he got caught, well, it was a video that went viral of him.
You said it was a video of him and went viral?
He snatched the young girl off the train. But he said he wasn't trying to kidnap her. He was saving her from the real kidnapper.
Does it say there how old she was? Because, like, they shouldn't the girl be able to tell them what happened?
It just says young girl.
Huh. Okay.
That's what I said.
All right, yeah. I guess we're going to find out more because, yeah, that's all I said, red flag. That's all I could say. But, you know, we don't have all the information on it, but I'm just saying red flag. Like, how do you get accused of kidnapping somebody? And you didn't do it. You're saying you was helping them.
In the story, it said he was unlawfully arrested. So.
Okay.
Right. It's like, what? Okay. Did they catch him with the girl? Did somebody say no? I don't know.
They call him with the girl because the video is him snatching the girl off the train.
And the train, was the train moving?
It didn't say if the train was moving or not. In the video, I couldn't tell if the train was moving or not either.
Wow, that's just crazy. Okay.
I'm going to send y'all the video and then y'all can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Assess the situation.
No. So, y'all, we got like 3 minutes. So, I got a quick question. Everybody, we're going to wrap around real quick. Would you ever eat a live animal for money? And if so, what? $500 on the table. What you eating? Go, Jazzy.
No,
what you eating? $500.
No.
Life.
Nothing.
You eating?
A dick.
I wasn't ready.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
That's live, ain't it?
Oh my goodness. Well, my answer would have to be no, because I have $500. I couldn't see myself eating nothing live. You didn't come out looking at me like, please don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. No, I couldn't do it. Hell no. I couldn't do it. No.
I don't even eat sushi, so that should tell you my answer.
Right.
See, now that was gonna be I eat sushi, so.
No, I eat sushi, but raw. No, I can't do it.
Yeah, but sushi don't come on your plate flipping though.
No, I ain't eating them flipping. I ain't eating I'm not eating a cricket. I'm not eating a spider. I'm not eating an ant. I'm not eating a scorpion. I ain't no.
You know, I've seen my dad eat chocolate covered grasshoppers and ants.
I said live. Them is dead with some chocolate on it.
He old school. Man, I seen some crazy stuff people eat. We ain't gonna talk about it. But yeah, I've seen some dead or alive. Just why?
Yeah.
But you know, like they say, like some people they be mad because they talk about some people in the world they eat dogs. You know what I mean? Just it's just what it is. Some people in America they eat squirrels. You know what I mean?
Everybody
it, it's just
eat,
what
everybody
it is.
To eat at Chinese restaurant is in dough. Y'all know that.
No, it's not true. I eat there. Shut up. No, it's not true. I can tell by the meat profile is cat. So, on that note, alright, y'all got any last things? Well, hold on. Oh, I guess you said you weren't eating that neither because you said you weren't eating no crickets, no nothing. Like I said, I got $500. I ain't got to eat nothing live. Just shoot it,
man.
And then we'll fry them up. But but y'all got any last words?
You know, the Solemn Speaks is a sponsor of Monsters Radio, and we have fun tonight. Go out, have fun, shake your thing, and be safe.
Shake right. It, don't cut it off.
Woo.
Yeah.
You can
man.
Lick it, and you can lick it though. You can stick it, suck it, eat it, lick it, rub it down. Oh no, you know what I?
Hey, I know this
make,
is what the
make
people
sure
say,
it's clean first.
You know what I mean? I'm saying, I know this is what the people say, so I'm just saying it. You know, I'm hoping I'm being whatever, but no homo. But I just wonder what the fuck would it look like. I'm just saying, like, what? I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. No
is
head
it
on form? It.
Do they burn
imagine
it off?
That.
No head? Do they? Is there scab
like
on there? You know? Is there skin?
Saying,
I mean,
man. Let's get out of here. Let's stop.
You look like pin.
Is it halfway?
We'll be back on Monday. Same crazy time. 8 p.m. on the East Coast. 7 p.m. Midtown. And that's 5 p.m. on the West Side. So all right, tune in. Don't forget you can connect with us on all social media. You can put in Jazzy B. You can put in Miss Unbelievable. You can put in DJ E Monster. Check the hashtag Monster US Radio MRL on all social media, and you should find us. So I'm out of here. Hopefully y'all have a good night.
You gotta put in Jazzy B 6000, not just Jazzy B.
There we go. All right, there we go. And hopefully you get some.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.